Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Expert Techniques for New Market Entry Advanced Strategy Frameworks and Financial Models by Nuful Mohammed Bashir is a business and strategy title focused on how organizations evaluate and execute entry into new geographic or customer markets. Based on its positioning and subtitle, the book aims to be more technical than introductory market entry guides, emphasizing structured decision-making and the use of financial models alongside strategy frameworks. It sits in the professional development space for entrepreneurs, product and business leaders, consultants, and analysts who need repeatable methods to assess opportunities, choose an entry approach, and plan investments under uncertainty. Because detailed public summaries and verified reviews for this specific book are limited, any analysis should stay anchored to what the title reliably signals: advanced market entry planning, structured frameworks, and model-driven evaluation. The likely purpose is practical, to help readers turn market research into clear recommendations, quantify assumptions, compare options, and communicate a defensible go or no-go decision to stakeholders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the market entry problem with structured frameworks. A central promise in an advanced market entry book is turning an ambiguous growth goal into a structured decision. Market entry starts with clear scoping: what market is being entered, what customer segment is targeted, what problem is being solved, and what the company will and will not do in the first phase. Frameworks are typically used to prevent analysis from becoming a collection of disconnected facts. A rigorous approach emphasizes market attractiveness and competitive intensity, internal readiness and capability gaps, and strategic fit with the firm's long-term direction. In practice, this means creating a hypothesis about where value will come from, testing it with research, and iterating toward a decision that can be defended. Even without verified details on the book's proprietary models, the title indicates an intent to move beyond basic checklists, encouraging readers to apply advanced structure and disciplined assumptions. This topic matters because most market entry failures trace to poorly defined scope, unrealistic expectations, or missing constraints such as channels, regulation, or capacity. A clear framework also makes downstream financial modeling and execution planning coherent. Secondly, market sizing, demand validation, and assumption discipline. New market entry decisions depend on whether demand is real, reachable, and large enough to justify investment. Advanced practice goes beyond headline numbers and forces explicit definitions of the addressable market and the portion realistically obtainable in a given timeframe. In typical professional workflows, this includes triangulating top-down sizing with bottom-up estimates, validating willingness to pay, and testing adoption barriers that can make theoretical demand irrelevant. Because the book highlights financial models, the quality of its conclusions would rely on the quality of the underlying assumptions. That pushes readers toward disciplined estimation, clear sources for inputs, and transparent ranges rather than single-point forecasts. Demand validation also connects to product market fit and channel feasibility. Even strong demand can be inaccessible without the right distribution, pricing, or partnerships. In an advanced framing, readers are encouraged to identify leading indicators that can be measured early, such as conversion rates or pilot performance, and to translate learning into updated assumptions. This topic is essential because market entry models are only as credible as their demand drivers, and stakeholder trust is built by showing how the numbers were derived. Thirdly, choosing an entry mode and aligning it to risk and resources, market entry is not a single tactic but a choice among distinct modes such as organic expansion, partnerships, licensing, acquisitions, or joint ventures. The strategic question is which path fits the company's risk tolerance, speed requirements, capital constraints, and capability gaps. An advanced treatment typically frames entry mode as a portfolio of trade-offs: control versus speed, fixed investment versus variable cost, learning rate versus exposure, and flexibility versus commitment. Mode choice also interacts with regulation, local competition, and the need for local credibility, all of which can push a firm toward partners or acquisitions rather than building alone. Because the title signals advanced strategy and financial models, the entry mode decision is likely connected to quantified comparisons, not just qualitative preference. Readers benefit from evaluating scenario outcomes for each mode, including ramp time, margin structure, integration costs, and downside risk. The practical outcome is a decision that is both strategically coherent and financially justified, with clear contingency plans if early assumptions do not hold. This topic matters because the wrong entry mode can destroy value even when the market opportunity is real. Fourthly, financial modeling for market entry decisions. The subtitle explicitly calls out financial models, implying the book prioritizes quantitative evaluation of market entry options. In professional settings, this usually means building models that connect demand assumptions to revenue, costs, investment needs, and cash flow timing. The key is separating drivers from outcomes so decision makers can see what truly changes the result, such as pricing, customer acquisition cost, retention, ramp rate, or channel margins. Advanced modeling also recognizes uncertainty by using ranges, scenarios, and sensitivity analysis rather than a single deterministic forecast. While it is not possible to verify specific templates or formulas for this particular book from public sources, a reasonable and reliable interpretation is that it pushes readers to build defensible business cases and to compare alternatives on consistent metrics that can include break-even points, payback periods, and risk-adjusted views of returns. Financial models also serve communication. They translate strategy into numbers that finance teams and executives can challenge and refine. This topic is crucial because market entry often fails due to underestimated costs, overestimated speed, or ignored cash flow constraints. Lastly, execution planning, governance, and measurement after entry. A strong market entry process does not end at the go decision. Execution requires a plan that translates strategy into milestones, accountable owners, and measurable indicators. Advanced guidance typically emphasizes sequencing pilots before full rollout, capability building before scale, and early channel validation before large marketing spend. Governance matters because market entry is cross-functional, involving product, sales, operations, finance, legal, and sometimes external partners. Without clear decision rights and escalation paths, teams can drift, and sunk costs can keep a failing entry alive. Measurement is the bridge between the initial model and reality. Practical metrics often include funnel conversion, unit economics, churn or repeat rates, operational service levels, and compliance outcomes. By monitoring these against the assumptions embedded in the financial model, leaders can update forecasts and decide whether to accelerate, adjust, or exit. The book's positioning suggests it aims to be actionable, so execution planning and measurement would be necessary complements to frameworks and modeling. This topic is essential because many market entries are strategically sound on paper but fail in the operational details of launch, localization, and sustained performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already understand basic market research and want a more structured, decision-oriented approach to entering new markets. Strategy consultants, corporate development and business development professionals, product and growth leaders, and founders preparing investor-ready expansion plans are the most likely to benefit, especially if they need to connect narrative strategy to quantified financial logic. The practical benefit is a more defensible market entry recommendation, clearer problem definition, sharper assumptions, more transparent trade-offs, and a model-based way to compare entry modes and timelines. Intellectually, it reinforces an important discipline in strategy, work the idea that frameworks are only valuable when they lead to explicit choices and testable assumptions, and that financial models are not just spreadsheets but structured representations of how value is created and risk is taken. What can make it stand out in its category is its explicit focus on advanced strategy frameworks paired with financial modeling, a combination that many general market entry books treat separately. For readers seeking a single workflow that links analysis to investment decisions and execution metrics, the positioning suggests a pragmatic bridge between strategic planning and finance-minded accountability. If you would like to support Nuful Mohammed Bashir, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.